Matthew chapter 6 lands us squarely in the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It's a collection of sayings and teachings that answer one big question. Where is your heart? You know, so often we look at the things of this earth and say to ourselves, if only I had this or that, then I would be satisfied. We seek to find security and satisfaction in temporary things instead of what we already have in Christ. But earthly desires want our attention, and they distract us from what truly matters. So where do you search for security and satisfaction? Where do you hide your treasure? Well, the core of this meditation from Matthew chapter 6 is satisfaction. I pray you will spend this time setting aside what is fleeting to be transformed by the eternal, surrendering your desire for worldly attention to center on all that matters, surrendering your heart to Christ. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time to be satisfied with the sacred, a place to feel content, and a moment to be delighted with the treasure that is yours within the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Satisfied, resting now in this divine moment, listen and respond to this reading from 1 John chapter 2. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Do not love the world or the things in the world. But Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So, Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, they are not from the Father, but from the world. So, Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. As you continue, spend a few more moments now in prayerful seclusion with God as the Holy Spirit prepares you to transform your heart to be satisfied with the heavenly treasures of God. The temptation of earthly treasures can be a distraction from satisfaction with God. So consider for a moment, what worldly treasures do you value the most? Just whisper them. They hold no power over you. So name them in a time of release and confession. Just take another moment and release each of them as the Holy Spirit brings them to mind. Just as if letting go of a balloon, rising high into the sky. Don't push against what comes to mind. Just simply note each of them as you let them go. This next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. Let worldly treasure just drift on away and center on the truth of divine satisfaction with heavenly treasure. Is your mind being lured to wander and drift? Well, just pause, breathe, and center back on the heavenly treasures waiting for you. Take another minute now to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. Center to on your breathing. Bring your attention to your breath. And if they weren't before, close your eyes and take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just continue on with deep, belly breaths as you face what tempts you. Just breathe in the satisfying presence of God. Hold it. And now slowly release what tempts you. Your thoughts may drift. That's what the human mind does, but learning to quickly center back on God is part of your maturing in Christ. I'll give you a minute here, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, guide me to stockpile treasure in heaven. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Hope-filled words from Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, from the English Standard Version. Lay up treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Did a recurring word or image or a thought come to mind? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. Lay up treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. What thought did the Holy Spirit make you more aware of in this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking to you. Let Him speak now. Listen once more, but consider it now from a broader context in the New American Standard Bible. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What about the passage most resonated with you? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and listen for His words to satisfy you. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the Common English Bible. Stop collecting treasures for your own benefit on earth, where moth and rust eat them and where thieves break in and steal them. Instead, collect treasures for yourselves in heaven, where moth and rust don't eat them and where thieves don't break in and steal them. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what deep longings are you ready to share with Him now? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return once more to the treasures of heaven. With your eyes closed, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to consider having just a few moments to leave your house. What would you take? I recently watched a video of people rushing away from their homes as a wildfire approached. I want you to see them in your mind running to their cars with boxes of worldly possessions. What treasures would you choose to take, and why? Well, for this next minute, consider treasures you take and which you leave. What is in your hands as you run outside? What is in your hands as you run outside? Well, there your heart may be also. Let this moment be your meditation, a meditation of reflection and confession. Center once more in your breathing. In the moment you feel led, and not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to the satisfaction of God. And I pray that you are more content than when you began, more appreciative of what waits for you in heaven. And as you walk along today and encounter others collecting earthly treasure, consider how God might use you to help them keep their eyes on the eternal. But for now, let me pray this closing benediction for you to remember to lay up treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But may you know the eternal love of Christ, the heavenly way of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the treasures of heaven available in the Holy Father, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.